The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Éireann Rud Éireann has warned commuters to expect major disruption to Northside Dart, Northern Commuter and Enterprise Rail services this morning. Barry Kenny is a corporate communications manager at Éireann Rud Éireann. You're very welcome to the programme, Barry. First of all, what is the very latest situation on the ground?
Well, Ciara, our crews are working to restore, I suppose, to repair the damage to overhead lines. They've been there since just after 1 a.m. This morning. What it means for customers right now, as you say, is between Malahide and Howth and Clontarf Road, we have no darts. On the Northern Commuter Service, we have no services between Howth Junction and Connolly. And for the Belfast Enterprise Service, we have bus transfers between Dublin and Drogheda. Our current estimate is that this will continue till about lunchtime. The actual fault occurred first before 8:30 yesterday evening, and obviously immediately that took one of the two tracks out of operation because of the overheads being down. At that point had 20,000 people in Malahide at the Teddy Swims concert, and obviously they needed to get home, so we made the decision that we would defer the repair works, which would require both tracks to be completely shut so as that we could ensure from a public safety point of view that everybody could get home from that concert. And our teams and teams supported by the Gardaí did a tremendous job in arranging that. It does mean, I think there would have been disruption this morning anyway, but it's probably pushed the disruption this morning later into the morning. But I think it was the right thing to do given that circumstance.
How many commuters will have been impacted by these disruptions, Barry?
It's always a little bit hard to estimate. Again, the time of year with holiday season beginning has an impact, but it's probably reasonable to say between 15 and 20,000 people will be affected, assuming we are reopened by lunchtime. So obviously both, that this is the busiest corridor on the rail network, the north side line. The fault itself is between Raheny and Harmonstown station, but it affects all those services, the north side Dart, the Northern Commuter and the Belfast Enterprise. So a very, very significant impact. And obviously we apologise to all of the customers who are disrupted this morning. I know some people obviously will be in a position to work from home, but it will have seriously impacted a lot of travel plans this morning.
So what are the options then open to those commuters who aren't in a position to work from home or going a little bit late this morning?
Well, there are TFI services, the other bus operators, Leapcard, which those customers will predominantly use on our services. They are valid on those other services also. It's reasonable that the there are capacity pressures, obviously, on those bus services as well, and we recognise that. And people who have the option to make alternative transport of their own, be it driving or cycling, those options are there as well. But we are working to rectify this as quickly as possible. We're acutely aware that we have another concert this evening in Malahide, a Katy Perry concert, which we will have our services back up and running, and we will have the extra trains in operation for those. But as I say, right now, lunchtime is our best estimate about when we'll be back open.
You say the damage occurred to the lines in Raheny area last night at about 8:30. Do we know what caused that fault or that damage?
We don't at this point. I suppose our priority is always to get the services back moving as quickly as possible. The most of the work was taking place under the hours of darkness. What we will do is we'll recover the various materials involved, analyse that to establish what caused it. But it was a significant section of overhead line that was damaged. There was an out of service dart passing through at the time, and the pantograph, which is the arm that is at the top of the dart connecting to the overhead wires. The overhead wires got entangled in it, and it caused a significant degree of damage as a result. And that's part of the reason that is taking this length of time to do the full replacement of that damaged overhead wire so that we're fully operational again.
Okay, Barry, I've had a text come in here from a News Talk listener. Can I get a refund for my train ticket today? I can't use it now.
Yes, if you there's refund arrangements there for people who are affected. You should, if you've booked online, you'll have details in your email there as well, and we have refund forms on our website at irishrail.ie.
All right, Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Éireannród Éireann. Thank you for that update. And if we hear any further updates on those repairs or on any of those lines reopening, we will update you here on the programme throughout the morning.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.